Let's go out and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Sweetheart, you're up. I was so worried, thank God. You hit your head pretty bad. You remember, right? No? Oh, honey, don't struggle. You're safe now with me. You just need to rest, okay? I know you're confused. It's okay. I'm here now. I will take care of everything. You don't have to worry. I won't let anything happen to you, I promise. You were unconscious for hours. I sat right there, right beside you. I even sang you a little. You looked so peaceful. I thought maybe you wouldn't wake up. But I guess you're stronger than you look. Oh, baby. I even cleaned the blood off your forehead. Don't worry about a little bump. I had to do it. It was necessary. Let's see. Does it hurt a lot? My poor baby. Oh. Oh. My goodness, I'm so silly. You must be wondering what's happening. Why you're tired, why your hair. I completely forgot. Okay, let's start then. How much do you remember? Oh no, go ahead, tell me. I need to know where I should tell you things from. Tell me. Yes, that's pretty much it. You were tied in the parking lot behind your office. You have pretty good memory. Now, let's see. Do you remember the attacker? No? Oh. Take a guess. Oh, it was me. Shocked, right? I was the one hiding behind your car. I was the one with the metal rod. That metal rod. We'll take a look at it. And I was the one who hit your head so hard you fell to the ground in an instant. That bump was a pretty good job. Oh yes, these photos, your photos, your family, friends, and what was that? You know I love you, and you'll be more than happy to live your life with me. Ha ha.
Wow. You're a piece of work, really. You think all these photos are here because I love you. Oh, sweetie. Oh, wait. Let me just... Yes, okay. Over here is a good view, I think. Why the camera? I need to record your face. Because you should look at how pathetic you are. You think just because God gave you a decent face, a pretty voice, and some brains in that head of yours, every woman on earth would be dying for you? Shut up. You've spoken out of your turn twice already. You speak when I tell you to speak. Yes. Let me just set up the camera. Rolling. Okay, now. Listen, baby. Now I will give you two questions. Just the two. I am giving you the permission to ask them. You will not ask me any more questions because I don't like talking very much, and to you it's just... I mean, that's just a great waste of time. So, your questions will be... where you are and why you're here. So now, tell me, which one do you want to know the most? Oh, give it a good thought. Makes sense. I mean, anyone after being kidnapped would want to know why they have been kidnapped. It's pretty natural. So I will tell you where you are then. I love your face. You are a pretty good entertainment. What? You're not talking back to me, are you? Nobody talks back to me. Understood? Understood? So, where you are? We are in my cabin. The cabin that I built. Okay, fun fact. Did you know that this cabin is 200 miles from the nearest city? I mean, why wouldn't it be? It just has one purpose. Pretty stalked for months. About 40 miles from the nearest road. Custom built. Just for you, my baby doll. You're not getting out of here unless I take you. Let's see now. I just need something in my hands. I'm fidgeting. It has gotten pretty bad. Now, for the next question, ask me who I am. Ask me. Good. I am Mrs. Noir. Ring a bell? No? How would it? You never care enough about your subordinates to even know their last names. Let's try again. I am Jack Noir's wife. Yes. That Jack. The one you've been bullying, harassing, overworking at work. That Jack's wife. My poor husband. He used to come home so full of energy, so confident, so insatiable. We had a very healthy sex life, you know. 7 times a day. Morning, noon, after meetings, during lunch breaks, he used to leave bruises on my hips like little trophies. And then you came along. Suddenly he was exhausted, unmotivated, quiet, too tired to even touch me. At first, I thought it was just work or life or... or me. But then, no. He started complaining more and more about you at home. You were the only person he would talk about. And then one night, he hit me, saying I was a whore. I left my entire life behind, my husband, my house, everything. I mean, how wrong is it? You tell me, how wrong is it if a wife asks her husband for some good fucking, huh? Huh? What? How wrong is it if I tried to reach for his pants, to reach for my dick, just because I was missing it, because I haven't had it in the last 4 months, huh? I was pretty broken. I didn't know what to do with my life. I mean, no work, no family, no husband, no house. What was I supposed to do? Then I put 2 and 2 together and realized it was nobody's fault. Nobody's except you. You took my husband away from me. You took my marriage. You took my sex, my orgasms, my peace, my life, and everything. So, isn't it only fair if I take all of this back from you, honey? Oh, don't look so scared. I mean, what are you really afraid of? This is just a reset. A timeout. You work too hard, you need rest. Isolation. Submission. Oh, isn't this exciting? You and me. And endless opportunities to make things right. Of course, your job will worry at first. Don't show up for work for weeks. They'll assume the worst. They'll move on. Eventually, they'll promote someone else. Probably Jack. I don't care though. All I care about now is me. Oh yes, I know. Women are taught to sacrifice their lives over their husbands, their families. I was once that woman too, but not anymore. Now I am more than that. Now I will take what I want unapologetically, cruelly. Even if it means making people cry. Oh baby, you look so pretty crying. Look at you. Look at you in the mirror there. Aww. Now I will be us fucking 7 times a day. Maybe more. What? I just told you my life story, right? What do you mean? What are you talking about? I don't like repeating myself, boy. I lost my life because of you. Now I will be taking it back. How much more simpler can I make it for you?
Isn't that simple enough, huh? You dumb shit. You will be servicing me now. You will be my breeding toy, my dildo, my personal fuck puppet. I will be using you day and night to please myself, and when I'm done with you, maybe I'll start sharing you with my friends. Or we could even make some money out of you. I mean, now we will be needing a way to feed ourselves, right? Yes, baby, that's right. And look at you. You've been twitching under those pants all the while I was talking about using you. Is that for me? Or just the fear turning you on? Or are you that much of a loser that someone talking about using you gets you off? Huh? Oh, you look embarrassed. Don't be. That's cute. I think you're pretty cute, baby. I mean, just look at that. Let me help. I know why. I think I know exactly what you need. Wait, we need some lube though. There, right there. You haven't earned a right to touch me yet, of course, but your face, that mouth, that's free game. Let me use that pretty face for some good now. Oh, and baby. Feel a tinge of your teeth. If I even get an idea that you want to bite me, do you want to bite me? No, right? Yes, it will be pretty bad for you. Right now, you'll be suffocating on my cunt. Later on, it might be underwater. I don't know, I have some pretty creative ideas I can do to you. You don't want to see that, right? You want to be good for me, huh? Yes, that's it. Open your mouth now. Open wide. Good boy. Oh, God, yes. Fuck. Put your tongue out and keep it out. Let me write that face. Oh, God, you feel so good. I can barely believe. This is the same arrogant bastard who made my husband cry in the bathroom. Oh my God, that nose, it really helps, you know? Oh, fuck. Yes. The same self-obsessed fool who thought I loved him. Now look at you, whimpering, gagging, smothered. Smothered in my pussy. You like this, don't you? Being put on your place. Being used like the pathetic toy you are. Oh, fuck. Yes. What was that? You can't breathe? You think you're breathing
is more important than my coming? My orgasms, huh?
Here, you can speak so you can breathe. Try breathing now. Don't you dare stop. Put that tongue out. Keep looking just like that.
Make me come. And maybe... maybe I'll let you breathe. Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh, that's it. That's it. Look at you, covered in ice like my juices. Face flushed, eyes desperate, yes. Breathe, honey, take deep, deep breaths. Yes. You were better than I expected. Maybe not useless after all. Delicious. I like my cunt and your tears together. It tastes like candy. You wanna taste it too? You do, right? Come here, baby. Open your mouth. Give me a tongue. Right, it tastes so good. You didn't think that was it, did you? Oh no, sweet boy, we're just getting started. I mean, I've had my eye on that beautiful, pretty cock all the time while I was riding you. It's time to give it some attention now. Let's get these boxes off.
Oh my. That's what you were hiding? No wonder you were such a cocky little shit. Now, here's the deal. Let's play this game, okay?
Let me just sit right. Oh, fuck. I missed this so much. Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay, now here's the deal, sweet boy. You don't get to come unless I do. Okay? If you do, if you dare to spill before I give you permission, I will ruin you. Oh, I will strap you down so tight, the blood won't even reach your fingertips. I will slide a vibrator over your cock and leave it on high until your pathetic little nerve endings beg for mercy. Until you're twitching, drooling, screaming, and your brain forgets what pleasure is. Oh! I will edge you for hours, days. I will milk you till your cock shrivels, your balls ache, nothing comes out but regret. Baby, oh my god, you're getting even harder. That twitching, oh fuck. Are you that pathetic? What is it, huh? Is it my pussy? Is it my tight, wet pussy hugging your cock? Or is it my words? Your punishments that is making you even harder and harder by the minute, huh? Let's see. There. Your cock is sitting nice and deep in my pussy. I won't move, but I will talk, and we will see what gets you off. I mean, we need to know each other now, right? So, the punishments. If you are not a good boy for me, I will shove plugs up your ass so deep, tie weights to your nipples and record every second of it. Maybe I'll even stream it for my girlfriends. Let them laugh at what a good, obedient toy you've become. You will be my little show pony. My calmless puppet, my personal pain slut. Oh, I think we found out what it is. Just look at you, so pathetic. Trying not to come so hard just because what I'm saying these dirty things to you, what I would do to you. Oh my goodness, pathetic little toy. You are a filthy little slut who gets hurt at the thought of me edging him, treating him like a doll, a toy, and even worse, a little fuck pig. You will be my fuck pig, light, right? Nod your head, yes. Yes. Oh, my baby. And if you're really, really bad, I will lock you in a chastity cage. Once so tight, you will feel every pulse with no release. And then I'll fuck myself in front of you. Ride a toy that's better than you while you cry and beg with your cock twitching uselessly in its prison. Use your mouth, your hands, maybe even your cock, if you're lucky. You will be passed around like a party favor. No name, no rights, no rest. You wanna come? Right? I know, baby. I know you wanna come. I told you about speaking out of your turn, huh? That was a punishment. But if you're good, really good, I might ride this pretty little cock of yours. Slow, deep, until my thighs are trembling, until I scream your name and clench around you like a vice. And maybe, just maybe, what did I tell you if you don't listen to me, huh? I know you want to come, But just some more time, huh, my freak? You can hold on a bit longer, right? Just until I am done with myself. It's your duty to make me come, right? Just listen to my words. Be a good boy and listen to what I have to say. I know your cock is so hard it hurts. I know your balls are aching for that release. I know, baby. I know. But you want to be a good boy for me, right? That's right. You want to be a good boy for me. That voice was interrupting me while I was speaking, baby. Again. You know my temper. I just hate being interrupted. Where was I? Yes, breeding and rewards. We will put that load of yours to good use. We will fill me until it leaks down my thighs, until I'm dripping your cum for days, until I can feel your seed swimming inside me like it knows it belongs there. And if I get pregnant, oh baby, then you really won't be going anywhere, because a father has responsibilities, doesn't he? Oh, you will be my permanent fuckhole, my baby maker. I will ride you while I'm pregnant. I'll feed myself on your gum like it's breakfast. And after that baby's born, I will grind back on top of you the very next day. You know why? Because breeding season never ends, love. Not for livestock. I know, baby, I know. Just a little bit longer, since it's your first time. We'll be easy on you, right? Happy, darling? Yes, you're happy. Of course you are, you filthy little slut. Yes, fuck, I'm going to milk you dry. You're going to put a baby in me right here in this fucking chair. Fuck. We'll fuck every day, every hour. And it will be so crazy when I'm ovulating. Baby, we will be so... We will have so much fun. I know I deserve a baby, and now I have the perfect little donor. Oh, okay, come on me. Come on me now. Gave me. Smell it. Look at it. That's right. That's your future now. You're going to stay here. Be bred. Be used until you learn. I'll give you an hour of rest and I'll be back. I have to do a few things and back in town. Tie a few strings. Try not to get too lonely or do. Maybe I'll come back early if I miss your tongue. Goodbye, baby.